Rush set it down, so the single was 45. No score first quarter. Bradford operates in the gun. Fourth and less than one from the St. Louis 2-yard line. Grant showing blitz. Takes the snap.
Wow, what a great rush. Right up the middle.
Tackles 45.
Perfectly timed blitz from the backside.
Chris Long again. Caught. Kickoff.
Grabs football.
Touchdown, Steven Jackson.
Hi, Rams fans. Welcome to What to Watch. I'm Steve Savard, the voice of the Rams, with my 101 ESPN and Rams radio colleagues DeMarco Farr and Rick Venturi. The Rams will face off against the 49ers on Sunday out west, but first let's look back at the game that, guys, now it seems like months ago because of the bye week against the Patriots. And DeMarco, let's start with this. That wasn't the same Rams team we saw the first seven games of the season.
No, I was surprised by that. You know, look, it's either New England is better than we thought, and I'm going to leave it at that. If you get caught in that Tom Brady machine, I mean, I don't think there's a defense out there that can stop them. So the Rams had chances, and I think the first three and out was the game. But, you know, I don't think that is the Rams team that we know. I don't think this is the Rams team we're going to see going forward. I think it was a one-time deal. Jeff Fisher said that right after the game. Games like this are going to happen.
Yeah.
One snap, clear, move on. New England ate your lunch. You can't dwell on it. You got to get ready for San Fran.
Yeah, Rick, he did say that. He said, you know what? And he wasn't offering an excuse.
No.
You know it. You've lived it. So with a young football team, you're going to have some clunkers along the road.
I think, I hope, but I really do believe it was an outlier. That because for seven games, you are either in the position to win the game, which you won three of them, but in all seven games, you're down to the wire. Even with Green Bay, with 4 minutes and change, you're a one-score game. So this was a team that was competitive to the end. And in this game, they just weren't. It was disappointing. I really hated to see Gronkowski, who you knew was the number one guy, get a lot of those things. But, you know, once the Patriots get on you, like DeMarco said, it's a buzzsaw. I do believe this about the Rams. The two toughest matchups of the season for the Rams were the last two games, was Green Bay and New England, because they push the middle of the field. They push the outside of the field. They're a team, Steve, that routinely scores a lot of points. And right now, the Rams are not proficient scoring. Now, once you get back in the NFC West and the Jets and Minnesota and some other teams you're going to play, I believe you can win with defense, field goals, and not a ton of touchdowns. But when you're playing the Patriots and the Packers, tough matchups.
Jeff Fisher pointed to the fact that they knew they had to get the Patriots out on third down and couldn't do it. The Packers can beat you from anywhere in the field. They're suddenly explosive. The Patriots, it's just like a well-oiled machine. They move the football down the field. They control the clock through the air. You don't get them out on third down, you're going to have problems.
Yeah, you're going to be out there a long time, and that's exactly what we saw. They're going to gut punch you all the way down the field. They can be explosive if they need to. They can also be efficient if they need to, and that's what we saw in London. Just an efficient football team moving it downfield. So it exposed some things that we thought that the Rams could have problems with. Defensive ends, you got to shorten those corners. You can't be running those wide hoops. You can't give those quarterbacks escape routes or windows to throw in because Brady, Rodgers will exploit you. This week is going to be a little bit different.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I was disappointed in that because, you know, basically Soldier and Vollmer are really more athletic than they are physical. And by running upfield, you did give Brady the ability to step up and go. But I'm like you guys. You got to put it in the rearview mirror.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to happen. They're different than the Packers. You're exactly right. Great observation. The Packers are a team that just goes end line to end line, sideline to sideline. It's like the old run and shoot.
Right.
It's kind of amazing to me because New England is so methodical, and they really do it with inside players.
Mm-hmm.
It's two different approaches, both of which are tough on
the
Rams.
And as the Rams found out, unlike years past, they can run the football. They have been committed to running the football. All right, halfway through the season, Jeff Fisher said there are two things that we need to do better in the second half. He said we need to score touchdowns. And, guys, we've talked about this. This is a problem that's plagued this football team for a long time. You need to be more efficient in the red zone. You need to finish drives. The other point, you got to get more turnovers. And, Rick, you know this from coaching. They come in bunches. They came in bunches early in the season, not so much anymore, just 9 through 8 games. How do you change that? And specifically, the forced fumbles. Not enough forced fumbles. There's only one fumble recovery by the Rams defense this year.
Well, you know, you have to emphasize it. You have to emphasize from the beginning of training camp. Nobody does that better than Lovie Smith's defenses. I mean, it's not an accident, even though it's a – It's incredible what they did Sunday, but it's not an accident because you've got to practice punching the ball. The other thing that's important, and DeMarco will tell you this, is I've always felt most of those turnovers come when you have the leads. I think it's really important to establish a lead. I think the Rams do have to score. They got to figure out a way to score points, and, you know, that's partially defense, partially special teams. But they've got to get more big plays, and that's why I'd like to see Givens in there a little bit more, even maybe some more screens to Richardson. You got to get that in the ball in the hands of those playmakers. And then when you get down the red zone, now I know Amendola coming back will make you a lot better in two areas, third down and red zone. And now I think the one thing the Rams got to do, we keep talking about this for 3 years, they've got to get somebody outside that they can trust in that red zone, because you can pack everything in on Danny and the running game, Steve. You got to get somebody outside, whoever that is, if he's here, if it's elevating quick, if it's Gibson, I don't care who it is, but you're not going to be able to score in a red zone minus an outside slant fade game. It just won't happen.
Stay tuned, because when we come back, we'll talk about what the Rams offense can do to move the football against one of the top defenses in the NFL. Welcome back to What to Watch. Alongside DeMarco Farr and Rick Venturi, I'm Steve Savard. Gentlemen, this is a big one on Sunday out west against the 49ers, a division foe. The Rams come into this game, by the way, 2-0 in the NFC West. It's been a long time since we've been able to say that. But they're going to face a defense that is a snootful, for sure, in the 49ers. Danny Amendola, what kind of impact can he have if he's healthy and plays for four quarters in this game?
Well, I think he's got to have a big impact. The 49ers are, you know, a lot of people say it's the best front seven in football. It's definitely the best inside five in football. I don't think there's any doubt about it. The two ends, the nose tackle, and those two tough linebackers. But you can't just let them have it. I think you have to run the ball inside with some whams in that 34, with some zones, if nothing else, to keep those linebackers frozen. Because I think when you ask about Dan Mendola, there's a big area. The one thing they do play is really off in the secondary on early downs, and the linebackers are filling. So play action, if you can freeze them, is going to be in there for Amendola or for Kendricks. Anybody coming across, you'll have a chance, I think, outside. And I think if you put Givens in, who will push him, he can catch balls underneath him. The other thing I would do against this team is I would open up the formations and make Alden Smith or Brooks get out in space. I think you're going to keep them honest inside. If you're going to move the ball running, it's got to be outside. It's got to be on the perimeter and make them play in space, because they are sluggers inside. I mean, that inside five are monsters.
There's two things I want to be in life. Number one is Justin Smith. Yeah. I want to be that strong. Now, he doesn't have a lot of sacks, but I haven't seen anybody stop him one-on-one. And they do a great job of putting him in positions where he's isolated on one guy, where he can just muscle the guy. Now, like I said, no sacks, but he's getting there. And the other guy I want to be is Alden Smith. All I'm doing is freelancing.
You want to be him because you're next to Justin Smith.
All I have to do is run and get to the quarterback, because I think he might have the best protection this side of the president, those linebackers you mentioned. It's Steven Jackson's game to me. You're going to have to slam it up in there. I mean, car wreck after car wreck after car wreck. These two guys can't wait to get downhill. And it's going to be a game of who quits first. As long as you can keep making them dive up into the line of scrimmage, you can open up play action, open up Amendola, open up Kendricks. But you have got to take it to them physically.
Rick, I want to talk about the secondary, the 49ers, quickly. You mentioned that there would be some opportunities behind the linebackers in front of the safeties for Danny, Lance, whoever else. Well, whoever catches the ball, brace for impact. Because the one thing we know about the 49ers, they're physical all over the place. And those two safeties, Whitner and Goldson, will come headhunting.
No doubt. Great point. They play to not give up the big play, basically, and they're going to try to rip your head off when you throw that ball inside. But there's a void there. Catch it, put those shoulder pads down, and go. Because I'm telling you now, neither one of those guys, though, is a great athlete in the deep part of the field. That's why they play them so deep, because they do everything up in front. I don't think you should be afraid of their corners. One thing I do like about the way they play, to me, that helped the Rams, they're not a big press team. Press coverage hurts the Rams receivers. But they'll give you some free access. So I think you've got areas in the curls and in the outs. Again, like DeMarco says, though, you've got to run the ball good enough to keep them in base defense and keep those linebackers frozen. Because once you know they get into their pass fronts, they start moving Brooks around. Now you're freelancing with Alden. And then Smith goes down on the guard, which is really a monster. When he gets down on the guard, that's a tough thing.
He tears up your arms. He just beats everything up, Justin Smith.
Right.
And one more thing. Sam Bradford, you can't be throwing hospital balls. You know what I mean by hospital balls in front of those safeties. If you do, they're going to wind up in the hospital. Your receivers are going to be in the hospital.
Right. Define good enough for me. You're talking about the running game. We're not expecting the Rams to run for 150 yards in this game. Your expectations have to be a little bit more modest. But what would be success for the Rams running the football?
I would say when you're running the football, especially with Steven Jackson, because he is built for this type of game, at least run it and run it hard enough to get those guys' attention, that they know that they have to get there in a hurry to stop you. If they don't make a play, it's going to pop for a long one. Richardson the same way. Get those guys thinking run first, play action, you can take advantage. Like you said, they're not great athletes turning and running.
Yeah, you got to be patient. It's going to be one of those games where you're going to get stuffed a lot. Mm-hmm. And so you got to keep after. I think the biggest thing is you have to have the intent to run. I think you got to hammer inside, but I don't think you can be suicidal in there. I do think you got to consider your quick screens, your bubble screens, your toss cracks as a really important thing, because I don't think they're as good in space as they are when you run right at them.
Let's hear what the players and coaches say about the matchup against the 49ers defense.
This is going to be one of those toe-to-toe, physical football games. So that's going to be our biggest challenge and the biggest test, and we'll find out about ourselves and how we hold, can hang in there and hold in there and make our plays from a physical standpoint.
Yeah, they're awfully good. I've been doing it at a high level for a long time. Really, you look at them, there's not many weaknesses. Front seven's outstanding. I think probably the two backers, Bowman and Willis, might be the best tandem in the league. And of course, you got Brooks and Alden Smith, not to mention Justin Smith. And then obviously the secondary is really good. So you got to take it one play at a time. They're going to make their plays, and you just got to keep sawing wood. And hopefully we keep fighting back and forth, make a few things happen, and it'll be a tough physical ball game.
When we come back on What to Watch, we'll talk about what the Rams defense has to do to slow down a very balanced offense led by Alex Smith and Frank Gore. That's next on What to Watch. Welcome back to What to Watch, getting you set for the Rams and 49ers at Candlestick Park alongside Rick Venturi and DeMarco Farr. I'm Steve Savard. Gentlemen, let's look at the matchup when the Rams are defending against the 49ers offense. This is a much improved 49ers offense under Jim Harbaugh. It used to be they won with defense. Alex Smith was going to, quote, manage the game. I know you hate that phrase, manage the game, but in essence, that's what he was doing. To me, Jim Harbaugh has taken Alex Smith to the next level. I don't know, personally, my opinion, if Smith will ever be an elite quarterback, but I think he's become a good NFL quarterback. Makes good decisions. He's a better athlete than you most give him credit for.
Tough, too.
Yeah. Tough. Yeah. And he's distributing the football to his weapons. I see dramatic improvement in Alex Smith. You guys see the same thing?
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt about it. But I still will believe that he's a complimentary quarterback. Now, if you look at the big picture, the numbers run past. They look balanced. They look really good. But that pass offense is good when they're running it and they're running the play action. Look at him on third down, not very good. Look at him from behind, not very good. So the number one thing you got to do is you got to stop Gore, okay? And the thing about Harbaugh, where he's done a good job, is there's so much variance in formation. They look like old-fashioned Michigan in 1968. There's unbalanced lines. You got to be able to do that. They don't run a lot of plays, but they have a nice mesh in there. I'm going to talk about something he's going to laugh at and you're going to laugh at because you were both defenders. This is a game you have to play with the word that nobody uses anymore, pad level down.
Oh, yeah.
Whether it's inside. But you go to tackle Frank Gore.
Oh, it's a
nightmare. I've seen him in that dome. That hat's about 12 inches off the ground. I mean, so you've got to get down and root him out. And then to me, the next thing is you've got to stop Vernon Davis and be alert for Davis anytime he's out of the box or if he's the weak side receiver by himself. They're going to go to him. You can't – you got to stop Gore and Vernon Davis and then work to everybody else. To me right now, Crabtree is the most improved guy on their team. And don't underestimate Walker. That guy's deadly.
In oh, yeah, absolutely.
He's good for one or two plays a game, Delanie Walker.
Yeah,
but at the
fast.
End of the day, Steve, if I shuttle down Gore and don't let Davis get a big play, I'll be in it to win.
You'll
it.
Be in the game. Yeah. That's what you want to be in the fourth quarter, pad level.
Oh, boy.
Frank Gore's knees are as dangerous as most running back's shoulder
He'll
pads.
Knock you out with those knees, and he's not wearing knee pads. I'm glad you mentioned that because it's funny. This is a game where he can't help me. If he's a coordinator, if he's a coach, he can't help me. It's mano-a-mano. It's not going to be this complicated approach on offense, the San Francisco 49er offense. It's about them coming off the ball and trying to knock me into next week. I got to fight that back. The thing I like about this offense is their arrogance, and it sounds funny.
Wow.
They think they're better than you. That's Harbaugh's influence. You've got to stand in there, stand in the furnace, and fight back and fight those guys back and let them know they're going to be in a fight for four quarters. If you can take away the run game, and I agree with Coach wholeheartedly, take away the run game and try to make Alex Smith beat you without the benefit of a good passing game, I don't think he can do it.
Two or three years ago, I would say there's no way he could possibly do it. Now I think he's in a better position to at least do some
damage.
Here's
what you want. Where he's great is on those complimentary, that play action, those bootlegs. But look at the third down stuff. Look when they're behind. Because this team is built to run the ball. That offensive line, they're maulers.
Oh, boy.
I mean, they're, like DeMarco said, I can't help you. They're maulers. But look at them when they're behind or on third down and they have to protect. They're very vulnerable. The two tackles are pretty doggone good, Staley and Davis, but we've got good ends. Where they're really vulnerable is that inside three is top heavy.
Mm-hmm.
None of those guys are good protectors. Iupati, all of them. And so if you can ever get the lead or get a lot of third and long, Steve, that's when they're not a great team. If they have one liability, it's that.
You know, what's interesting about the 49ers, they have drafted very well in recent years, really have. And that started before Jim Harbaugh got there. But we made note of this week. They have 10 former first-round picks on offense, either starting or playing key reserve roles. 10 first-round picks.
They play like it, too. They play like it. When you watch that, I love watching them play on offense. It's fun to watch. Like you said, it's old-school football. I think they do the best job in the NFL of baiting and trapping, which means – you got to get out of the splits and look in the backfield and see what's coming. You'll think it's a double team, and all of a sudden they'll just separate, and you get whammed, and there goes Gore.
Frank Gore.
You know what? This guy is he's really the epitome of what you want as a running back. If you're going to make the run, what you lean on and make the run the backbone of what you do, tremendous balance, his vision. But his also his power and his strength, and he finishes runs off. You know, I've very rarely seen, you know, in his career, and I've, you know, gone against him several times, watched him a lot, see him finish, you know, back behind where he started. He finishes runs, he understands what it is, and he's extremely, extremely tough. I mean, this guy, as I said, is as productive as there is in the league right now, and there's a reason. You know, Jim Harbaugh believes in running the football, and he believes in giving it to a back that will take it and is willing to pound it in there. And they look for explosive plays out of their run game. I mean, they will hand it off and hand it off and hand it off. And then this is as fine a running game as I've seen. They do a lot of scheme-wise, but beyond the schemes, they've got an excellent offensive line, and they're tough. This is a very, very physical football team.
We're not getting turnovers. Now, the challenge, again, going into this week is the 49ers don't make mistakes. I mean, they're just not making mistakes. We have to force the mistakes in order to compete with a team like this. You go in there and don't get the ball back, either on third down or as a result of a turnover, it's going to be hard to beat anybody.
Coming up on What to Watch, we'll look at the keys to victory, what the Rams must do to secure their first road win of the season. That's next on What to Watch. Welcome back to What to Watch, getting you set for the Rams and 49ers. And gentlemen, let's talk about some keys to victory here. I think we touched on it in the first segment. Playing with a lead, you know, that's great. It's something the Rams haven't done a lot of this year, but when they have, they've been very effective. It's tough to do on the road, tough to do against the 49ers, but this is a game, if you ever want the lead early, to try to help dictate things, this is a game where you want to have the lead.
Yeah, as DeMarco just said, this is tough, macho, and man football. Where the Niners have a liability is if you get ahead of them, if you get them in a lot of long yardage situation, then they're not really built for that. You know, they don't. Their outside receivers are big names, but they're really not great. They're at different stages. The tight end gets minimized in those long yardage situations. They don't protect well. And I think that Smitty has improved a mile.
Alex
don't
Smith.
Get me wrong. But I do think when he gets in those kinds of situations and you bring the heat, which the Rams can do, is he gets frenetic. He will revert, I guarantee it.
You're only going to go so far on my point about Alex Smith being improved.
No, I'm with you.
No, I'm with you.
I'm just saying that
he's a different guy. He also said he'll
never be elite, and he won't be.
Right. I don't think he's the guy that puts the team on his back.
No.
But when things are at least even on the football field, to me, I see improvement.
He's got the fifth best rating in the national.
Keep him
football.
In the pocket. I think the kid is a better athlete than advertised and can throw in the run.
Right.
And probably hurt you extended play. Right.
Absolutely.
I think there's a little bit of an insecurity on this football, the 49ers football team, revolving around their quarterback. I really do.
You don't think everyone's sold out there?
Just underneath the surface. If things go bad, they'll go bad in a hurry for him. They'll turn against him. It's just underneath the surface, and I think the running game is the protection for that. Now, to use a movie line from Predator, there's a big, strong thing out there, this alien, it's killing everybody, but once you wing it and it bleeds, you can kill it. Penetration kills the run game. If you stop the 49ers from running the football on you and make him try to throw the beat you, you'll beat them.
You got to limit the 49ers points here because you're not going to go out there and score 25, 30 points. So where's a number in your mind? What's a number you can live with the 49ers and the scoreboard?
Well, actually, the way the Rams are and as good as the 49er defense, I don't think you can let them go over 17. I mean, I think you have to hold them up in there. And I do think this is a little bit better matchup, as good as the 49ers are talent-wise, than the Patriots and the Packers. I think the Rams can put the heavy front in there, use their safeties, and make this a better ball game.
I would say a touchdown a quarter.
All right.
To beat San Francisco.
That's ambitious against that defense.
That's what you need. Yep.
Guys, should be fun. Thanks. For Rick Venturi and DeMarco Farr, I'm Steve Savard. Thanks for tuning in to What to Watch. It's a 3:25 kickoff Sunday, Rams and 49ers. Our pregame starts at noon on 101 ESPN. Thanks for tuning in. Enjoy the game.
An RBN production.